You set a bear bait, wait a day, and then hunt bear? Just as simple as that, right? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, and no, here's experienced bear hunter Jared Secundo.
It's a lot of work, that's for sure. I mean, it might seem simple once the bait's down and you have trained dogs, but, you know, you got to realize it takes years to train and have experienced dogs that know what they're doing. And just getting the bait into the area where we hunt is quite the task. You know, I got to drive as far as I can by truck with a trailer with the snowmobile on it, and then my whole pickup bed loaded up with bait. And once I can't drive anymore, I got to drop the snowmobile, load as much bait onto the sled as I can, and start making trips over the summit. And I meet a guy that flies in early spring. He's got a property way back there, and he flies in early spring. He's got four-wheelers back there. So I meet him at the snow line on the other side. He picks up the bait, and we just systematically get it over the summit and set the baits and go from there, give it a week, 2 weeks, and usually you got a few baits that have been hit by bears. So
tell me this, are you up there kind of standing by? You say it takes a week or a couple of weeks. Are you waiting and reloading the baits? You got to be there to do that, right?
That's the guy that owns the property back there. He typically does that. I'll come down for that week. Typically, if you set a bait, you're definitely not going to see a bear on it for maybe a week.
Baiting bears is legal in only certain states. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.